Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, February 22nd, to Ocean's 11, in front of a live audience. Full of name tags. Where are the name tags tonight? Oh, they all come out when they get mentioned. We got Tam Fam is here. Is that real, Tam Fam? Okay. Ashley's over there. Rick is in the house. Some other dude. Oh, we got one that's on a boob. She wrote, "Hello, my name is..." I signed that boob? When did I sign that boob? When Patton was here. Well, you know, Patton inspires that kind of behavior. Says, "Your name is Angie." All right, well, that's going to be hard not to focus for the rest of the show. Yeah, good one, Hans. Hans, whatever. Do you see who's sitting in front of you? Next time, represent and get that shit on your tit. Pang is back. It's good to see you again, Pang. Hello, my name is Brian. Anyway, thanks for bringing the name tags. You can put them down now. One week when I said it's time to play the Leonard Maltin game and all the... last week when Kevin Smith was here, when all the name tags came out, I hadn't told him about that aspect of the show and he had never listened to it. And all those name tags came out, like everybody had one last week, and he wasn't fazed at all by it. Every other person I've ever had on the show would be like, "What is happening? Why? What's with these name tags?" And blah, blah. But he just was like, just went with it. So you got to give him credit for that. I had a blast last night taping Doug Loves Movies live in Portland at the Helium Comedy Club there with special guest TJ Miller flew in to do the show with me, and we barely argued at all. It was good. You can listen to it now or soon by purchasing it for $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes. And we're going to have no taping next week here at UCB on March 1st because I will be flying to Miami that night to do stand-up shows at the Colony Theater on March 2nd as part of the South Beach Comedy Festival. But then I'll be back here the next week, and you guys should all that are here tonight should all come back because that's going to be an awesome one. I don't know if it's going to be more awesome than this one tonight, but... it's going to be neck and neck. Lately, I wake up every morning, I just pinch myself about the kinds of guests I've been getting. The next Benson Interruption taping in Los Angeles at Largo on La Cienega is at 9 o'clock on Monday, March 7th. And I've already booked a great special guest for the Doug Loves Movies Live once again in the Pacific Northwest at Parlor Live Comedy Club in Bellevue, Washington on Sunday, April 3rd. This Sunday of this particular week in February, Two Oceans 11, the Oscars are going to be held. And I stand behind my predictions that Social Network, Natalie Portman, Colin Firth, Melissa Leo, and Christian Bale will win. I know it's all boring choices, but that's what's going to happen. And my other prediction is that host James Franco and Anne Hathaway will do a sketch where his arm gets stuck between her tits. Or I should say, I hope that will happen. All right, here we go. You guys ready? My guests tonight, three funny, talented dudes who act in major motion pictures and have supplied voices for animated classics like Bug's Life, Wall-E, and How to Train Your Dragon. Please welcome Dave Foley, Jeff Garlin, and Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
All right, it's packed in here. Hey guys. Hey. So, do I know somebody? Do I know you? Oh, okay, cool. Nice to see you.
You just chatting with people in the crowd?
Yeah, I feel bad for her. She's sitting, she's got a point of like my ass back here.
She's gonna enjoy herself, I think. Or she could just close her eyes and pretend it's a podcast. Now, Jeff, is your style gonna be to only pick up your microphone when you have something to say?
No. I will begin now, as you have asked me something. Mm. I will hold it the whole time.
I'm going to go under.
By the way, I'm going to go under.
That was bothering. It was bothering me having it draped over.
Yeah. Under is way better.
Interesting.
Way better.
Thank you for having the self-reliance to do that.
I know.
You were not afraid to look stupid, and you look brilliant.
Yes. I look comfortable in my own skin.
Imagine if maybe 5 seconds later I had done it. You'd feel like a fool.
Yeah, then I... Yeah.
Like, I wanted to do that.
Congratulations to you on having the courage to copy me.
I do.
All right.
I thought you were congratulating him with this conversation. Got to keep Tam Fam entertained. Dave Foley, first of all, let's start with you.
All right.
Is it wrong that I kind of like Monkey Bone?
I love Monkey Bone.
It's, well, yeah, you are both
right.
You're both
a Comedy Central classic right there.
When it's on TV, I'll just sit there and watch it.
I used to use it as a threat against my children. If they didn't fucking shape up, I'd make them watch it. And I find the movie very confusing myself.
It's pretty amped up the whole time, especially the Chris Kattan sequence, which I think is fantastic.
I think Chris Kattan's very funny. I think Bob Odenkirk's got a funny bit in it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're both very funny in it.
And I am naked in it.
I was thinking about mentioning that.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to focus on the one person who enjoyed being naked.
He's a big fan of your naked body.
What was the name of that movie that David Steinberg directed that you did that was hysterical?
The Wrong Guy.
The Wrong Guy. I love that movie.
I'm with you.
Yeah, no, that movie is funny. I've never seen was it called Monkey Boner?
Monkey Boner. It was.
Yes. Is it called Monkey Boner? Why is it called Monkey Boner?
Well, it's me. It's about a guy, a cartoonist, played by Brendan Fraser. It's Brendan Fraser.
Oh, I know that movie. All right. I never saw it, but I know it.
Yeah.
And they showed a lot on Comedy Central.
Yeah. And it's directed by the guy that directed Nightmare Before Christmas and James
Henry
and the
Selick.
Henry Selick.
Selick.
Yeah, and it's the only time he's ever directed live actors. But he directed us one frame at a time.
He just runs in there and moves you a little bit, then runs back out of frame.
Yeah.
I love it. Jeff, why weren't you in the sequel to Daddy Daycare?
They didn't offer me enough money.
But they did want you for it?
Yes.
To star alongside Cuba Gooding?
Yes. It was originally, my contract is originally a movie with Eddie, and then Cuba Gooding is actually, I'm friendly with him, and he said, would you do it? And I said, if they pay me enough. And they didn't. And that's the only reason why. And can I tell you something? Best decision I ever made, because in every review, it singled Eddie and myself out as having careers that are too big to be in this movie. And I would have gladly been in it had they like said, here's $1 million. Sure. Yeah. I'll be in Daddy Day shit for $1 million. I don't care, you know. But it wasn't enough. No. And I don't regret it a second.
I was just being silly asking that question because
I know you
I
were.
Thought
but
the
I,
answer was just because it was Daddy Daycare 2 would be why you weren't in it.
No, I was in Daddy Daycare 1. What do I
but
give
with
a shit?
Eddie, but with Eddie, you know.
Well, that was the reason why I did it. It was like, I'm going to start with Eddie Murphy. So that's why I said yes. Normally, I wouldn't want to be in Daddy Daycare.
Would you do Dr. Doolittle with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
For $1 million.
Part 3?
Yes, I would. I would do Part 8, the shitty one. I would call Dr. Doolittle Befriends Hitler. And if you pay me $1 million, I'll be there as long as it's a short shoot. Schedule.
I bet you radio could talk to animals.
I bet you radio could. Radio could talk to animals. By the way, if we controlled show business, my friend, that movie would have already been out.
Oh, good Lord. There'd be some weird-ass movies if we controlled show business. Yes,
there would be.
Chris. Christopher.
Hey.
Vince Plas.
I just love the way you read. That's so crazy. Right, go ahead.
I didn't really need to read his name just now. I was just double-checking.
No, I had a question.
I was just double-checking to see if I had a question for you.
I have to admit, when I sat down, I was rather taken aback that you had notes.
Yeah.
Because I thought you're just like a high wonder kind who just can do it all no matter how fucked up he is. Well, and look at you with notes. Good for you. Now I'm proud of your prep. They're handwritten. You maybe did them. Maybe you did them in the car on the way here.
I write it all down while I'm driving. Because texting is dangerous.
See, I like that when you read, I get the impression that every time you go to read, you're surprised that you can read.
It does have that vibe.
You look down and you go, oh, these make sense to me. It seems like
movies. I love reading. No, that's part. Movies are why I don't read as much as I should.
Well, yeah.
Because you know,
it's
anything
why
worth
not important.
Anything worth reading has been made into a movie. Come on.
Yes.
And sometimes a better one.
All right.
Sometimes not Charlotte's not. Web.
Wait, which version of Charlotte's Web dispensed you?
Any version of Charlotte's Web is like, not as good as the book.
I thought Paul Lynde was good as the rat
he
in
was.
The first one.
I didn't critique Paul Lynde's performance. I would agree with you.
Templeton.
Everything Paul Lynde is gold that he does, but the book is better. And by the way, ironically, as a child, when I read Charlotte's Web, I pictured Paul Lynde in every role.
Like Dudley Moore in The Adventures of Milo and Otis. He reads all the parts.
Yeah.
Good.
Chris.
Hey.
You played Red Mist in Kick-Ass. And
yes.
What I want to know...
Nice. Thank you.
I want to know what it's like to be in the best movie ever made.
Holy shit. Thanks. Hopefully, because of all you guys, we'll make a sequel soon enough.
That if you have $1 million, I know who you can get for it.
Would you want to star in that with me? Would you want to be a superhero?
I would be in Kick-Ass for far less.
Okay.
Yeah. Kick-Ass 2, if you will, for far less, but still a significant amount, but far less.
Chris's Red Mist dad dies.
Yes.
So you'd probably need daycare.
Stepfather.
If we controlled Hollywood, Doug, we would combine Daddy Daycare and Kick-Ass.
That's genius.
That would kick ass. Combine kick ass with anything, I'd be down mm-hmm. with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Monkey Bone.
Yeah.
Oh. Charlotte's Web.
Anything. Any kick ass plus something, and I'm there. And so you think it's real? You think there's going to be a sequel?
We hope. I mean, Chloe, who played Hit Girl, is working nonstop right now. She's working with Scorsese and a shitload of other people. So if we get her back, we'll do it. Can't do it without Hit Girl. It's impossible. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah.
You have an interesting mic technique. Do you know that?
No, I'm kind of just resting my...
It's like you say something and then you want to shake it off. Hey, everybody, how are you?
I'm going to stick with it now that you brought it up.
Watching. Yeah, it's your style.
Cool.
I saw Henry Rollins the other night and he did this. That's why he held the mic. And I thought, why has no stand-up ever done that?
Because it's like... it just seems like maybe he's ready to, he wants to be in a fight or something.
Oh, he wants to sing a Black Flag song. But it was all, for those of you listening, the wires wrapped.
You know what I mean? It would hurt your hand less if you punched somebody right now.
It would.
All right,
so
try
I imagine
it.
Hecklers. I imagine hecklers. This is a good, you know, heckler. Like, I'm ready. Yeah. All right.
Now I want to do it.
That's why he did it.
Seems like a lot of trouble for no reason.
He just wrapped it around and did that, you know.
Did he ever shove or push you or anything?
No.
Because one time I saw him at some function, and he came up to me, and he liked a routine that I do about McDonald's, and which is weird right there in and of itself. And he's very... you know, he punches you hard when he's giving you a compliment, or at least in my case he did.
He loves Curb Your Enthusiasm, and all I got was a bunch of gentle lovemaking. So.
Hey. If we could just talk TV for a quick second. Can you tell us anything about the next season of Curb? Like,
yes,
I know a lot of it's in New York.
June.
It's in New York?
June sometime. Right. Yes, and the second half of the season will take place in New York. The first half is in L.A., second half New York, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And it's hopefully good. I think it's funny, but, you know, who the hell knows?
Is Steinberg still working on those?
He directed an episode, yes. Oh, yes, he directs an episode every season.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's how I ended up... He said, I'm doing a screening tomorrow night of, what was the name of the movie again?
The Wrong Guy.
I went and I couldn't have loved it more.
Ah.
Man, that's a fun, you ever see The Wrong Guy?
Yeah,
it's a funny movie. Yeah.
That's right.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The enthusiasm is not running amok from your mic.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. We've talked about it on the show before. It's a, it's a very funny movie.
Yeah. It is.
I love it. What movie are we talking about?
You obviously like it. You don't love it. I don't know. Go ahead.
Sometimes I don't know what we're talking about, but I do know that I want to know. It's a horrible segue.
I enjoyed it.
What had you guys been to the cinema lately? Have you seen anything?
Yeah.
What'd you see, Chris?
Pretty much everything that's out right now, I've seen.
Well, what would you recommend then, so you don't have to trash
everything that's up for. Everything that's up for an Oscar, pretty much.
All 10 Best Picture nominees are good movies,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I think all 10 are good.
I've not seen all of them. I just saw Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Did you really, though?
I did. I saw Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, dear God, man.
Unfortunately, I did not get to see it in 3D.
Oh.
By the way, I will not see a 3D movie ever again.
I'm boycotting 3D. I'll see it 2D only.
Well, 2D
I,
only.
I like that.
And you know what movie made me do that? Was the worst movie I saw all year, which was Tron. And I actually took my glasses off because there were tons of moments that weren't 3D.
Whether it was made in 3D or added later, I think How to Train Your Dragon was the only release this last year that was worthy of
you.
Sitting there with those fucking glasses.
Thank you.
On the entire time.
I love 3D. I collect 3D cameras, like from the 40s and
50s. Harold Lloyd. Have you seen the Harold Lloyd's pictures?
Yes,
Harold Lloyd,
the
great comedian, took nude photos of 3D. I mean,
he had some hot Maryland.
Yeah,
pictures
he did. I swear to God, these books are available. They come with the 3D glasses. Harold Lloyd, the great classic sound comedian, in his later years, would take naked pictures of women in 3D.
I swear, they're great. I ordered this book from Amazon that was the history of 3D nude photography, and I thought it'd be kind of quaint, but it's got like pictures from the 1860s of women being penetrated by a black man, and the black man's head is turned away because it's the 1860s. He would be lynched for doing this.
And nowadays, somehow for a black man, a hood would be inappropriate.
He's just doing this. And you're seeing, but it's like there's like spanking and there's like oral sex.
Oh.
It is not at all quaint.
That reminds you of something.
It's hardcore.
No, I
Jeff
saw.
Garland,
the, I
you
saw
have
the,
something.
I saw the. I saw the mechanic.
I saw that too.
Did you?
I saw that.
Now it's terrible.
But it, like, pretty. It's awesomely terrible in my opinion.
Well, I wouldn't use. Well, you're young.
All right. Fair enough.
But what's his name? Who's the lead? What's the dude's
Statham.
Name?
Statham.
Yeah, Jason Statham is so watchable. He is such a movie star. And he can be in, I've seen numerous movies of his. They're terrible.
Yeah, pretty much everyone.
And he is just, you watch him the whole, it's like, wow, he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. I wish he would just like, you know, I don't
know.
He
was in that one movie with the bank heist or whatever.
Snatch.
Snatch, no.
Italian Job.
Italian Job.
What's that?
Was he in the
No.
The Bank Job.
The Bank Job.
Yeah. Wasn't that just only a lesser version of the Italian Job?
The Bank Job and then his first movie, the only two movie, good movies he's ever been in.
Yeah. No, Romeo and Juliet.
I like
Snatch.
That
was his third movie.
I like Snatch.
No, his first movie
Snatch
was the one, Lock, Stock, and Smoking Grandma.
That's a...
Yeah, Smoking he, Barrels,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Lock, Stock, yeah.
But that guy, I would love to see him in a great movie.
All right, well.
The mechanic is not awesomely terrible. What, have you seen 8 movies in your life?
Yeah, I'm 21. Give me some time to grow.
Yeah, but also it's more fun to sit and watch something shitty when you're younger. When you get older, it's kind of like, oh, I could do other things.
Oh, let me ask you this.
The clock is ticking.
Yes, but I still went. Let me ask you this. I have great tolerance for seeing crappy action movies and crappy sci-fi and all that, but I cannot watch more than 10, 15 minutes of a bad comedy. It makes me angry. Like, I get angry and have to leave.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And also, every bad comedy these days has really funny people in it because they use the people that are part of the system. That's something about you, Christopher. How have you only been in good movies? Like, how do you do
that?
Wow,
thank you. Have you seen Marmaduke? Because that's a shitty movie.
You're in Marmaduke?
What?
Were you
you're just a voice of something.
I was a voice of a dog, so
a
that, like, cancels me out.
Voice
it was just a paycheck.
Count.
Yeah. No. That, see, you didn't even have to bring that up. Nobody would have called
no,
you to
I was,
for that.
I think I was out of town when my daughter went to see Marmaduke. So I
and
spared
by,
that
and by the way, in all sincerity, you know, that's not what he's talking about. Like when you're live acting.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's easy.
Just because we were in brilliant animated movies.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm recording Cars 2. I am.
Nice. Are you?
Yes, I am.
I saw the first one.
Could I go on record saying, well, that's just bullshit? Why I didn't get a call.
You may still.
All right.
Yeah, you should just complain about it in every interview.
Yeah, why?
They're such nice people. They wouldn't want you talking shit about them.
Yeah.
Pixar.
Oh, wow. To be in non-shitty movies, guys. No, it's just...
No, yeah, by the way. No, live action, it's a fucking...
School the old timers.
I'm actually proud of my own movie I want someone to eat cheese with, but outside of that, thank you. But outside of that, I've only been in shitty movies that I can think of. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think.
Well, I think, I still live with my parents. I'm only 21. I don't got, a mortgage to pay and a family to feed, so I'm really... But I will. So when I'm older, I guarantee you guys I will make some shitty movies. I bet you. But right now, I get to really pick what I want.
You shouldn't ever make a shitty movie.
But also, there's this...
I hope I don't.
There's a bit of luck to it as well, though, right?
What's that?
There's a bit of luck to it as well, because, you know...
There's certain luck where, you know, with role models... we got that script 5 months before we made it. It was called Big Brothers. It was a completely different director, different writers. It was shitty, but Rudd and Sean William Scott were attached, and I was like, I want to work with those guys. They got David Wayne attached. They rewrote it completely, and we lucked out and made a really awesome movie out of it.
I think so. I was really...
You don't have to applaud that.
I've been happy for you with each successive release that it's putting more and more weight behind. People can't just yell McLovin at you on the street anymore.
Tell them that because they still do. Stuff.
But people must call you Red Mist, though.
I've gotten that a few times, and that tends to be what you kind of described backstage. Really, more like
I was saying, no one ever goes, wait till they get a look at me or what's
load of me. Yeah, the last line of
I go, how many times people say this? He goes, once. And I thought, boy, fanboys are just a lot smarter and more respectful than the general public.
It's true. Because
I'm sure you get very specific questions that you have no idea, like what kind of gun was that, and you know.
I've never gotten that question.
Really? They don't get shit. Don't ask you really specific stuff
because it's in Doug's notes.
Yeah, it's right here.
My fan base tends to be, I'm buying you a shot, bro. That's the people I meet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, that's why.
Those are the great ones.
I had those when I was young.
Yeah.
And I don't miss them. Don't miss them at all. Did you get a text? What are you reading your iPhone for?
It's time to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, okay.
Leonard Maltin. Wow.
All right. You know, I've gotten no Leonard Maltin.
People just threw up
over
names.
The years.
Just like, whoosh, that size. Just everyone threw up a name.
He's a very rough lovemaker.
Let's go.
Lara's got a super flashing sign. So let me tell everybody what the prizes are this week. A poster of my face. My album, Hypocritical Oaf. We've got Jeff Garlin brought a copy of Young and Handsome, A Night with Jeff Garlin, which is
directed by Bob Odenkirk.
Comes to your home and videotapes an evening together and then puts it inside this packaging.
That's what I do. You are correct.
And I also brought a copy of Professional Humoridian, my first CD, and the motion picture, as some of you may know, called Super High Me. And Christopher brought, and I appreciate this, Kick Ass. And Dave Foley brought another one of Christopher's movies.
I forgot.
Called How to Train Your Dragon.
I forgot to bring
it. Which is nominated for an Oscar, so you could be looking at an Oscar winner in the next few days.
What'd you say?
Is this guy...
How to Train is nominated for an Oscar.
He's not going to win.
He's not
going to
beat Toy Story.
Who is in Toy Story 3 up here, out of curiosity? Me.
Really? Yes.
My friend, you will not win.
We're fighting over here.
I'm actually going to the Academy Awards.
Nice.
Did DreamWorks ask you?
No.
No, Pixar asked me.
No. Congrats,
Christopher. But the future, the world's your oyster. I told you that.
Thank you.
I'm 48. You're 21. I'm just.
I'm winning this battle, I guess.
Yes,
so.
You are. Fuck. Right, when I was 21, I was a comedian, but I didn't have a career. Go ahead.
We need to. You guys need to pick who you're going to play for. So go ahead and go to the audience member whose name tag you like the best and take it from them.
We each pick a person.
Yeah, pick tag you like and go.
Laura. Laura.
I want to pick for Laura too. I want to play.
You got
Laura.
It. That sign is unbelievable.
Yeah, stand up and go get it.
No.
Oh, get the sign.
Yeah, just go get it from her.
All right. Well, I'm obviously going to go for someone in the front row.
How would that work out?
Chris.
You wouldn't be able to go get that.
I want that one. I like that one.
I'm
sorry, Chris. This is actually a calculator.
I can remember Angie
Colin,
if you want to play for
Colin on his calculator.
Oh, and a little picture
of
me.
That's pretty impressive.
I like that.
Is that Doug or you?
It's me.
I thought it'd be a shitty version of you. It's Doug. Okay. That's great. So see, you were a little clever. iPhone shit don't work, man. Because his is, look at his. Hello, my name is like a name tag. No. This guy has
laziness. He did that 5 minutes
Texas
ago.
Texas Instruments TS-84 Plus Silver Edition. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. A calculator.
All right. And Dave wants to play for Angie with the boob.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did now. See that, but I didn't see that.
Yes.
I saw the
you
big
bosoms.
You noticed
that there was a big boob that was scribbled all over.
No. I thought it was a tattoo.
That's the worst tattoo I've ever seen. Yeah.
But
so
nonetheless,
Angie doesn't have
by the
to
way, it's located right next to your head.
If you really want her to.
It's all right. No, it's all
Do you
right.
mind putting it on the table?
No,
that's okay. Right.
That's all right.
Everyone can see you.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why he has his name Russ on there. Okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Garlin putting it together.
The name of my podcast, which will be premiering tonight.
All right, Jeff, we got to play this game. So
okay.
Turn the riff gun off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My friend, there is
Set
no
phasers on, to there, quiet.
Wait. Doug, there is no on-off switch. It's always just on. Fully charged.
That's what I love about
Wait
you.
Wait till they get a load of me.
All right, so you have to pick a category. I'm going to give you three choices.
Right. Do we each pick a category?
No, Jeff will pick Jeff a category.
All right.
And we'll go from there. I'll talk you through it.
Okay.
Try not to ask any questions. Would you like the category Oscar nominees? That's movies that have been nominated for an Oscar or more this year. Or it was Alan Rickman's birthday yesterday. Great, great actor. So Alan Rickman movies. And then your third choice would be, we're coming to the end of Black History Month. So these would be movies with either Black History or Month in the title.
I'll go for Oscar nominees.
Okay. This is a movie. Normally I let you pick a year, but these were all from 2010 because they're nominated for an Oscar this year.
Oh, okay. That's
Thank
not
God.
Great.
I haven't seen all of them.
All right. Well, this one, Leonard says, let's see what he says. He says it starts out promisingly.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know it. I think I know
wait
can
your
I
turn.
Guess what
wait
it is
your
now?
Turn. Wait your
name,
turn.
Name that movie?
Oh, okay.
It's too early to name
right.
it.
Fuck.
And then he also says, he also calls it a muddle.
Oh, I know
M-U-D-D-L-E.
It. I know it.
And there are 12 names. Mm-hmm. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jeff Garlin? You could start the bidding at 12. You could
three.
Go low at three. Then we move down to Chris.
Fuck no. Name that.
So you say name it?
Name it.
All right, so I'm going to give you the three names.
Inception. Oh,
all right. Jeff Garlin got it already. That's correct.
Really?
I knew it. Inception.
Wait.
As soon as I heard start,
it started off promisingly. It was all promising. It was all so good.
I'm much older than you.
You're not Leonard Maltin.
Hey, it
you didn't sometime. Even give him the actors, too. Now you got three names.
I knew it was Inception. I knew it was Inception.
That was awesome.
Well, you hear the word muddle.
You should have bid zero names.
But I
couldn't. Here's the thing. It's a magic of ADD, magic of my post-stroke head. I had a stroke in 2000. I didn't remember it. I didn't remember it. I didn't remember the title until after I said three names. Otherwise, I would have said, you know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So. The three names would have
nicely
been
done.
Lucas Haas, Michael Caine, and Pete Postlethwaite, the great late Pete Postlethwaite, that is pronounced Postlethwaite. On the show one time, I said Postlethwaite, and everybody made fun of me saying it was Postlethwaite, and I couldn't prove it on the spot because...
How can you?
Yeah.
But there's going to be an app, the Postlethwaite app, that you'll be able to say, no, it's this. Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Postlethwaite till your mother gets home. All right, here we go. Stupid pun. So, Dave Foley, you get to start us off this time.
Okay.
And, you know, Jeff, you got the point. First person to 2 points wins. It's exciting.
It's quick.
All right.
It's a short show, you guys.
All right.
I don't know how I cram it all in. All right.
Groucho Marx once went and saw Second City, and after the show they said, Groucho, what'd you think of it? He said, make it shorter and make it funnier. So there you go.
And that note still applies to every show they've done since.
Every show anyone's done. Yeah. I don't care who you're seeing.
Shorter and funnier.
Shorter and funnier always wins.
All right, Dave. It's on this very day that we're taping this, it's Kyle MacLachlan's birthday.
Is it?
Yes. Uh-oh. So movies with Kyle MacLachlan. Motion pictures that feature hitmen or women, professional assassin movies, essentially.
Mm.
And for a third category, one of the Ernest Goes To movies. Very tricky category, because who knows who's in those movies?
I'm going to go with Kyle MacLachlan movies.
Okay. Some people are disappointed. I'll try to bring that category back next time.
I think there's confusion, because you went, oh, and then you applauded. You're at odds with yourself.
The audience is a roller coaster of emotion.
I know.
Okay, would you like a Kyle MacLachlan movie from 84, 87, or 95?
Wow.
And these are all in the 1900s.
I wasn't born for two of those.
And
he brings up a good point. You could do one of the older ones in
84.
Mess
84.
With him.
New 84? Because I had been born a long time at that point.
Okay, Kyle MacLachlan is in this movie. Leonard Maltin gave it 1.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it, he says, everything he says gives it away.
Oh.
Oh, he said that there was an alternate unrated version that's longer.
I know what this is.
You think you know already?
I know. I do too. Yeah.
All right, well, let's start the bidding. There's a shitload of names. There's like,
I mean, no, I can't. 84.
20 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Dave? It's a Kyle MacLachlan movie from 1984. 1.5 stars. There's a longer version, unrated version.
You know what? I thought I had it, but I don't. So I'm going to have to go. I'm going to go with three names.
Wow.
I'll go with three.
You have an interesting style.
Yeah.
Jeff? Or wait, was that the way we're going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's the right way.
Wow. Now, if I could do three, I have to better three, correct? I can't say three also?
No, you can go 2, 1, 0.
And if he doesn't,
or
what
say
happens?
Name it. And if he names it, he gets the point. If he misses, you get the point.
Oh, if I just say name it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, name it.
All right. Your three names are Alicia Witt, Sean Young, and Patrick Stewart. People in the audience know it. And it was from 1984.
Sean Young. Patrick Stewart.
If you can't think of it, Jeff Garland's going to... That's for the win, this particular play, right?
I'm sorry.
You
don't get to do shit. That's not right.
I'm just going to guess.
It's a luck of the draw sometimes.
I'm going to guess, because I haven't even seen it, Dune.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my guess, too. Yeah.
That was his first act. That's the movie that introduced us to him.
Yeah, it's a
was
comedy.
It? Yeah, and I think it's underrated. I kind of like it.
It's always bad when you... I saw that movie the week it came out, and I had not read the book or anything, and they gave you a pamphlet when you went in.
To help you understand.
To help you understand. I'm looking up the phrases and everything. I'm like,
the first thing it says is Wadib. You're like, fuck this.
Fuck this. Totally, all these weird names and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I got to look at a vagina floating in a giant aquarium.
That's my stage name, by the way. People don't know that.
Vagina Aquarium?
Vicky Vagina Aquarium.
I would totally go. I would see that. Okay, so you got a point, Dave.
I did. I got a point.
And since that skirmish was between Jeff and Dave, we'll start with Christopher.
All right. Let's go, Lara.
You can pick a category between... Yesterday was Jennifer Love Hewitt's birthday. So we got...
Okay.
Russ is very excited. So you can do movies that Love was... Friends call her Love. And... did you... this is just a thing I want to throw in. Happy birthday to... I think it's pronounced Miko Hughes. It's his birthday today. He's the boy who said, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina in Kindergarten Cop. And who came back from the dead in Pet Sematary. So happy birthday to him. He's still alive. That's good. And then for your third category, any of the ones we've mentioned so far tonight, whatever you want.
Let's do the Oscar.
Okay.
I want to try to get a point.
Let's do it. This, of course, was from 2010. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars.
Okay. Is there another clue?
You're going to get a couple more. Yeah.
Cool.
he calls it sober. Yeah, that's probably not a compliment. And he says that the production design is handsome. And
fuck me.
And just for an extra bonus clue, he also at the very end says it's not a total loss.
And this is
such a nice thing to say about an Oscar-nominated movie. 2.5 stars he gave it.
Okay, so
there
the wardrobe is handsome.
There's seven. There's seven total, names. Okay. Seven.
Let's,
names.
I'll go for five. Okay. Four.
Which one?
Four.
Four. Mm-hmm. You can't really trick anybody at this point into bidding less or more. Dave.
Oh, I get to bid. Mm-hmm. I guess I will bid three.
Nice, Jeff.
Is it multiple choice at any point, or is it? I listened to it, but I can't remember.
It just repeats like you just did for two rounds.
Okay.
So we just keep doing that. You don't really have to learn anything new.
Can I say to him, name it?
Yeah. You either say name it.
I'll say name it to him.
No, because he said three names.
Oh, okay.
It always goes in the same order.
Wait,
you can sit in a different order
so
next time you come on.
I didn't have to bid at all?
Okay.
You could have said name it to Chris.
Oh, I could have said
okay,
name
so
it.
I
do you want to take it back and say name it, Chris?
Yes, do that.
No.
Do that.
It was such a plaintive voice in the darkness.
Well, it was probably something that might win surprises.
You, name it. You already were an asshole and called me out in three names.
Name it to him.
Name it.
I don't know how this works. All right. Name it.
All right, here we go. I got clammy hands.
Dave's going to win the whole thing.
2.5 stars.
Anthony Scher, or Scher, S-H-E-R is how it's spelled.
Either, it doesn't matter. I don't know who the fuck
Geraldine Geraldine Chaplin and Art Malik.
I said four names. Can I get another one?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Hugo Weaving. That should do it, right? If you saw it, maybe you didn't see it.
I believe
that's another clue.
Thieving, isn't it?
What?
I think it's thieving.
Thieving?
Nominated this year. This year for an Oscar. Hugo Weaving. Because the other names don't mean anything to me.
Who was great in The Matrice, by the way.
Was. And Viva Vendetta and maybe Captain
America.
That's
what I call the whole three parts. The Matrice.
That's why I did.
So Dave Foley's going to be our winner.
How so if I don't get it, he automatically
he'll
gets
the point?
Point
I'll
yeah.
get the point.
Why?
Because you bid, and you made a bold bid, and it didn't yeah. work out.
Sorry,
this is tough love here.
Could be a three-way tie.
Hugo Weaving. Oh, what movie was he in?
That was nominated.
What are the,
let me
what
give
are
you one more
movies?
Clue.
It's, sure.
One more clue.
Sure.
I picked it because it's funny that it's an Oscar-nominated film. Because I think his 2.5 stars is a little generous.
Really?
And it is a total loss.
Is that?
Well, that's it. Now I think.
Now you think you know it?
Is it up for Best Picture?
No. No more questions. It's just nominated for an Oscar. You see what I'm saying? Like a movie can get like a technical nomination be a pretty shitty movie.
Right. Oh, I didn't understand this.
We didn't understand.
Like,
we didn't
for instance,
that.
If Burlesque had gotten nominated for a song, which it didn't even get that, that's how bad that musical was. It couldn't be one of the 5 best songs of
keep,
the year.
Keep making jokes so I can think longer on what movie this is.
I think we got to call it.
Okay, I have no idea.
I got to go.
Truly no
what
idea.
What do you think it is, Dave? Show off and name it.
Yeah, earn your point.
I'm not sure if I know now.
What do you think it was? Hugo Weaving and then it's...
No, the last
thing. And then it got nominated in a technical category.
No, so when you said that, then I didn't
deserve
know.
To win.
Then I didn't know. So
audience, tell them what it is.
What?
One person said Alice in Wonderland, but everyone
the
else said
Wolfman?
It's the Wolfman.
The Wolfman.
Wolfman is nominated for makeup effects.
Oh.
And will win because it's against Barney's Version,
which is horrible makeup.
And Secretariat. I thought that was a real horse.
I thought it was a real horse too. Yeah. So maybe Secretariat will win.
I forget what the other movie is up against. What's the other one it's up against? They only nominate 3, but only one of them has effects makeup. Like Barney's version is just
really looks Jewish.
Wow, they do a great job of making Paul Giamatti look bald and old and
Jewish
and hairy and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, so Dave Foley's our winner.
Nice.
I am.
Congrats. By the way, can I just say, and I just want her to know it, I wanted the bosom girl to win.
Wow.
Well, she did, and she wants.
Of course,
will you sign her? Wait, I thought I think you should sign the other one.
I don't.
He's only 21. He can't.
But I feel uncomfortable signing
breasts. Did you use permanent marker on there?
What were we talking about backstage?
You're going to be scrubbing all night?
Remember when we were talking
about
backstage?
See, now the only image I'm going to have tonight is you scrubbing your tits to get it clean.
What is your name?
Angie.
Where's Laura?
Can you sign it to Elizabeth? That was for her.
Awesome sign.
That explains that one dip in ticket sales.
Jeff is really curious to know if you'll make love to me. I wanted more of a laugh from that. You all just sat silently and made me feel uncomfortable.
You said? She said yes. Okay, there you go. Are you
here,
kidding?
Take my
fucker,
CD out
I just
of the
got
bag
you
late. I'll sign it for you.
I'm happily married.
Are you
here,
married?
Get
you're
the
not married.
Off of it,
you, you're married and you live with your parents? Pull your pants up. Pull your pants up.
Mm-hmm. Pull your pants up. Pull your pants up.
I don't care about the style. I never buy that style.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. He's signing everything. This is a whole ordeal as it happened here.
I signed mine ahead of time, not that anybody gives a shit.
Jeff, this...
I forgot to bring a prize.
Nicely done, Jeff.
I think it sold in the hundreds.
You didn't learn how to play the Leonard Maltin game, but you signed your DVD, so that's nice.
I know how to play.
No, you were great at it.
I had a point. What are you talking about?
That's what I just said. You were great at it.
I felt sarcasm. I felt very high sarcasm.
This is what I write on things.
I think you're just scarred from working with Larry.
You think I'm scarred from working with Larry?
Yeah. No, I'm cool with
all me. Right. Do you have anything to plug besides the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm starting in June, Jeff?
People should buy my book.
What's it called?
All right.
Right now it's called My Footprint, but the paperback will be out in September with a new title. I'm not making up. They want a different title, and so I'm giving them one.
Where was Jeff? Who was Jeff playing for? Oh, right there. Okay. And Dave Foley, do you have anything to plug?
I'm planning to read Jeff's book, Footprint.
My Footprint. Yeah.
My Footprint.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the new title.
But you, Dave,
you know the name of the new title is Curbing My Addictions.
Really?
Yeah, they want so Curbing the title.
Yeah,
they gave me a big advance that didn't sell, so I feel like I owe them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And Dave, you're doing some stand-up comedy
I
now.
I am doing stand-up
so
comedy.
So people look for him doing that, because that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Later, I think I'm doing some tonight.
Well, people won't hear the podcast by to be able to get out to your show tonight. But
there's people here.
But look for him all over. Look for, yeah, go see him tonight.
Yeah.
Later tonight. Oh, you're in Death Ray tonight.
I don't know. I didn't think I was.
Oh, okay.
But I got a text from Scott Aukerman that I am in Death Ray tonight.
Oh, then stick around and do that.
And I'm also
supposed it's
to
next.
Do the Blue Monkey Bar. I'm supposed to do that tonight, too.
Oh, well, race around I'll like a New York comic.
I know.
Hey, Christopher, what do you have in the can? You're in the Fright Night remake?
Yes, yeah, that'll be out in August. Has anyone seen the original?
Yes.
Are you all really pissed that we're remaking it?
Are you the friend?
I'm Evil Ed.
Yeah. I think it's a great movie to remake because lots of it works, but some of it doesn't work.
Right, exactly.
The first one. So this is a chance to make it like scary for one. Right, it's not very scary, the first one.
That's what we're going for. And it's in 3D, so you guys will not.
No.
Fuck it.
What the fuck? Are you
I
serious?
I love 3D.
Fuck it. Are you
I'm
serious?
That's what happens when DreamWorks makes movies.
I love 3D.
Yeah. And who's the main kid?
Anton Yelchin is playing Charlie.
Oh, Anton. I love Anton.
Anton's amazing.
He was on Curb. Yeah. He's great. I love that kid. Oh, that'll be good.
And
who's the vampire?
Colin Farrell's a vampire.
Colin Farrell. That's a good cast.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, all right. Hey, Doug.
All right.
Can I, Doug? Hey,
you
Doug.
Put together a good cast there.
Hey, Doug.
Well done. Yes, Jeff?
Can I be on the show every week?
I think 50% of the people here would love that.
All right.
That was probably a generous percentage, but yeah.
I want to be on
I'll
as much as
I'll see you next week.
You could be his.
Wait, yeah. All right, I'll be here on time.
Next Tuesday,
next
be here Tuesday. On time.
Oh, wait, I can't. I'm going to Miami. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's me, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, since you guys haven't listened all the way through to a podcast, what happens is the two people that lost tonight, they get a valuable prize as well. Because in their honor, for them, I will close the show by calling whoever they want me to a shithead. So I will name the two shitheads. And then the closing theme will play. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Christopher Mintz Plus, Jeff Garland, Dave Foley. There's hardly three nicer guys in the business. And
my book, by the way, when it comes out in paperback, will be in 3D. It will be in 3D, I want to say. Doug, that was funny. Just keep going. I'm not going to go out with a zinger. Go. Go, man. It never shuts off. Do your thing. Call somebody a douchebag or whatever it is you do on your podcast. Go.
Natalie Portman is a shithead.
No!
I say what people... What do you mean too soon?
You all know her or something?
Too soon. Well, at some point you think she'll be...
She died this evening, Doug. She's dead.
I'll just have to go back in and dub something else in. Probably Jeff Garland. All right, so Jeff, I want you to know that if you have something hilarious to say... After this
I'm
next
done.
One.
I'm done.
Because we go right into the
no,
theme.
No, I'm done!
Like when Larry David says
Shut
the last
up,
funny
I'm
thing
done.
In an episode, Jeff doesn't run in and say a few more things before the credits start to roll.
You know why? That's discouraged. So if
but you probably have the last line sometimes on the show.
I don't think I ever have.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm okay. It's not my show. I created a weird moment. I didn't mean to. Why did you do that? I had a funny 3D book joke, and we could have left it at that. The words look like they're coming right at you.
I'm protecting you from saying something underneath the theme music that's about to start coming on. No, you will say something.
Wait.
You will not let me have the last word.
Let me ask you a question.
Shatner does that.
Yeah, my question is, if I did speak under your theme music, would I be heard? No, I wouldn't, would I? That's like sort of added
in
post, right?
Kind of be heard, or people...
Kind of be heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
not like John Philip Sousa. It's not going to...
Oh, so we used to hear the rumblings of the show while your theme music
plays?
Well,
the audience is still recorded. Like, if people want to clap along to the theme song, you hear that.
Oh, okay. And I'll probably talk during your theme song. You didn't want me to talk. You should have lied to me.
And I do have to take a picture of everybody.
Okay.
Also, but I'll be talking. So be ready for that.
All right.
In the picture, right. I'll be talking.
And also, Jeff, I know what the next shithead is, and it's so good that that all this buildup is fine.
Okay.
Like, it's not going to ruin it.
Okay, go ahead.
This is one of the best shithead choices I've ever heard.
Okay.
It's crazy and appropriate and hilarious.
Okay. I may not talk.
Are you ready?
I'll decide.
And as always, Elton John's baby is a shithead.
Now it's time to get a bunch of other talkies. Heisenfeld is viewing prowess makes him